Back in 1990, I was called by a real estate attorney to go visit a property where a gentleman had passed away. I went out to the property, and when I opened the door and walked inside, the previous owner had created essentially just three rooms within this single-family home for him to live in. Let me explain. As I opened the door, there were two walls of newspapers that had been built up over time that were about 3.5 feet tall that created a hallway from the front door to the very back of the house where the kitchen, one bathroom, and the bedroom were. Essentially, the previous owner had right-sized within his house in order to limit his ability to even get in those rooms and take responsibility for maintaining those portions of his property. The basement was wet. It had water standing on the floor. And the living room and the dining room looked like a horror movie from the 1950s. Everything was covered with sheets. And it was a kind of an impossible situation in my mind for someone to live in this situation. But what the person had done is evaluated their life and decided they didn't really want those other portions of their house, but they didn't want to move. So in essence, the person had right-sized his life so that he had to enter the front door and only go to the kitchen, the bathroom, and his bedroom. We need to find the motivation, the through line, as I learned in acting school. The through line is the motivation that an actor has, that the playwright writes into the character, something that drives that character from the beginning of the show to the end of the show. And the story is fulfilled by the conflicts that arise between different characters having different motivations and their through lines driving them to conflict with each other, ultimately rising to the climax of the play and then the resolution. In life, it's really not much different, but we normally don't think of finding our motivation the way we would if we were an actor trying to prepare for a role. The through line is an overall objective. It's a guiding light that really follows from the beginning to the end. And whatever your situation, you don't want to lose sight of this goal. You have an objective, a driving motivation that will guide you from where you are right now, however you live, all the way through to how you want to live. And remember, this does not always involve moving. It can oftentimes mean changing the way you live right where you are. Like an actor, once we've written a focused sentence, we can come back to it over and over again and share it with our friends. It's our elevator speech. When people ask you in the elevator, hey, why are you moving? Or why are you getting rid of all your stuff? You can share this through line with them. And here's an example. Well, I'm moving so I can really have more time to write my memoirs, intellectual, more easily access the gym and exercise daily, physical, and I want to be more socially involved in a strong community, social. So for you to write out what it is you really want, and then whether the home is the tool that will help you or whether there's another place that will help you better, that's the decision. Because owning a house is just a piece of the overall picture of enjoying your life or not enjoying your life. I've also put in the right sizing guide, which again is the premise behind what I'm discussing today. For those of you who are not familiar with me, my name is Eric Stewart, and I host this weekly radio show every Sunday from 7 to 8 o'clock here on WMAL. And as I've practiced real estate for about 30 years, I've walked through the process of helping people clarify what their reasons are for moving. We also put into the guide how a person can afford a move. They can measure the cost of selling and buying or measure the cost of staying put. If you're interested and would like to download a free copy of the Right Sizing Guide, you can do so at ericstewartgroup.com. You can also reach us toll free if you do not have an internet. No worries. You can call us and we'll mail you a copy absolutely free. No shipping, no postage, nothing. That's toll free 800-900-9104. Now that you know why and what you want, because you've decided, you've built out your motivation, and I recognize that none of you have really done this yet, but when you get to that place, the question becomes, do you age in place or find a new home to begin this season? And perhaps you can improve the top three areas of your well-being while staying in your current home. Great. Perhaps you need to move to do so. Fine. Consider these five factors to help you decide. Because we all need to have peace to stay where we are. Number one, proximity. The proximity really refers to how close a home is to stores or doctors, family, and friends, and whether you have transportation available. Living close to your support network makes it easier to get what you need and you want. A community where these features are close is a great benefit. Number two is the expense, and really refers to the costs involved in staying or leaving. Property taxes and the cost of heating, cooling, and maintaining a single-family home can be weighed against the costs of moving to a new home. A would be for accessibility, and it really refers to how well you can get in and out of your home, move around inside of it. Will climbing the stairs be a problem for you? If you needed a wheelchair, can you get it through all the hallways and doorways? Or is the overall configuration of the house not really what you want? Sometimes, as my grandfather, who built a house in Kenwood many, many years ago, he built a one-level home, even though he was in his 50s, because he foresaw the need of having that one level when he grew to be in his 80s. In fact, lived in that home well into his 80s. Comfort is the extent to which a place gives you a sense of security, peace of mind, and identity. We oftentimes identify ourselves with our homes, or even with the neighborhoods. We imagine ourselves living in these places, and we in our hearts believe in a certain degree of security and peace of mind and identity with the property. That is the comfort that comes from the ownership of it, or just the location in which we're living. Owning a house is not necessary to have that comfort. Remember that. Ease. How easy is it for you to accomplish all of the daily activities in your home? Well, shoot, even at my age, I sometimes find that the ease of maintaining my existing property is overwhelming because I have so many different things going on in my house all the time. And it seems like there's always something that's not perfect. Been there? Yeah, I thought so. Hey, you might be quite content to stay put. If none of those factors is an issue, you're probably fine to stay where you are and perhaps hire a caregiver or some assistance, maybe for mowing your grass or just maintaining the outside. Somebody who could help you restore and fulfill your seven areas of wellness. Well, otherwise, it's time to consider moving. So, many people make the mistake of waiting until the change is forced on them. Don't fall into that trap. Take action, decide to change your life on your own terms, and assume that you decide to make a move. Let's consider your options. I do want you to take a moment now and think about that. Getting a copy of the Market Ready Guide. This is a free publication. If you've come to this place of deciding, yeah, I think I want to move, I think I want to sell, but I want to know what to do to get my home ready to get top dollar, the Market Ready Guide will guide you through step by step. What's the timing for selling a property? What are the preparations you should make? What are the best improvements? And even questions that you might ask a realtor before you hire one. We want to choose our target location. We either want to buy, we want to rent at a community, we either move to a continuing care retirement community, or possibly an assisted living place or multi-generational home. I'll explain what each of these are. If you feel you're too young for a retirement community, but you don't want the hassle of maintaining your home, selling and buying a condo may be a more vibrant option for you in a part of town where you really like to be, where maybe you lower your costs, you enjoy more of life, and you're closer to the action of an urban setting. This is a great option if you have a longer timeline. And by the way, if you'd like to find something like that, I want to encourage you to contact us. We are realtors. That's what we do for a living. And you can reach us at ericstewartgroup.com. And any one of the buyer agents in my group can take you down the road, help you through the process of identifying what you want, qualifying for it, and then helping you purchase it. Secondly, you could rent at a community. There are options to rent at different communities. Some of these are age exclusive and others are not. Just apartment living is quite nice. Thirdly, a continuing care retirement community. This is an option that's ideal in long-term housing solutions where essentially your care for any of your health care needs will be provided both in independent, assisted, and full-term care. You enter usually healthy, and then they provide additional care according to what your needs are at any given point with the goal of returning you to full and independent health. There are many communities around the Washington, D.C. area that offer this option. If you'd like a list, you can download our free copy of the Continuing Care Retirement Community Guide. We call it the CCRC Guide. at ericstewartgroup.com. Or you can call 1-800-900-9104. Well, it's halftime. I'll be back with the second half of the show right after this.